News. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says a wind chill advisory is in effect this morning until noon for counties north of the Missouri River. Minimum wind chill values this morning ranging from minus 26 degrees to minus 1. The quick drop in temperatures has resulted in flash freezing, creating slick road conditions this morning. For the latest real-time road conditions, visit MissouriNet.com and click the Weather tab on the right-hand side of the page. You'll find the link to the MoDOT Traveler information map. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas wants more boots on the ground to help battle the city's violent crime problems. During the first State of the City address last night, he says the city budget proposal released today would include more police officers, social workers, and probation officers. Last year, 148 people were murdered in Kansas City.
Nothing matters if we lose another 148 of our sisters and brothers next year. If we lose 500 Kansas Cityans over the next year, 1,000 over 8 years.
Lucas also announced plans to work with Councilwoman Melissa Robinson on her proposal to study violent crime. A U.S. Senate subcommittee studied this week the $1 trillion cost so far in the Afghan war and audits detailing deep corruption and waste there. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is knocking the system the Pentagon and others have used to measure how much progress is made in Afghanistan. During the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs subcommittee hearing, Hawley said the metrics change when they do not show enough success.
If we cannot show any progress on any metric, we've invested $1 trillion, we've lost thousands of lives. I don't understand. The American people have been hugely patient. I don't see what's going on here, and I don't think anybody really knows what we're doing.
The Washington Examiner, a conservative media publication, reports President Trump has privately been urging to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, but has been stalled by Republicans worried about what will happen if the troops leave. And a Columbia woman is one of Governor Parson's appointments to the University of Missouri Board of Curators. Robin Weniker was appointed to the state's coordinating board for higher education last August. She needs to be approved by the Senate. Mizzou is one of a growing number of Missouri colleges that have official esports teams where students can get scholarships and compete nationally. Mizzou coach Kevin Reap says the school is not looking for elite gamers only. His advice for young kids who want to play at the collegiate level:
focus on proper behavior when they do play. The way that they treat other people when they game is extremely important to me and every other college coach across the country. They should make sure that their grades are good. I want students that are not just good enough to get accepted into Mizzou, but are good enough to want to come here and accomplish great things after college as well. And I want students that are driven to graduate.
Later this month, Drury University Varsity Esports will co-host the Springfield Esports Festival, a tournament for competitors and casual gamers, as well as a scouting opportunity for esports programs. And Veterans Blues defenseman Jay Bomeister is doing very well following a cardiac episode Tuesday night against the Anaheim Ducks. He's still in the hospital, but doing very well. This is News on Missouri Net.